This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced Friday that a deal between the U.S. and the Taliban will be signed February 29th. It paves the way toward ending the longest American war in history.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600, with a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20% to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
U.S. health officials Friday said that they're preparing for the possibility of the spread of the new coronavirus through U.S. communities that would force closures of schools and businesses. Dr. Nancy Masone, with the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, told reporters health authorities are preparing medical personnel for that risk.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says
the CDC reported that the United States currently has 13 cases of people diagnosed with the virus within the country and 21 cases among Americans repatriated on evacuation flights from Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the viral outbreak, also from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.